line up on this side and back this way, and the sisters line up on this side, and we'll alternate. We'll have a brother start, then sister. Okay, you got to remember, related to your speaking, we need just the top point. And you have to exercise your spirit.
Amen.
And if you go too long, we'll yank you away from the mic. No, no. If you share one point, there won't be that problem. Last night at the brothers' time, we had 53 brothers share in 20 minutes. They were enjoying.
Amen.
So share with us your enjoyment.
Amen.
Okay, so to begin the time, I just wanted to read a few paragraphs, kind of succinctly summarizing the whole weekend. And it relates to a question, and it actually encompasses a lot of the fellowship and the speaking. And then this is all to prepare you. What am I going to get into? What am I about to share? What do I feel like as a highlight? Okay, so in a minute here, I'm going to sit down and we'll have you. You don't need to run to the mic. It's just right here. Anyway, sisters this side, brothers this side. So this question, this happens maybe if you have discussion with believers and then they've heard some things about you. And then it'll probably, like the brothers shared a couple nights ago, it's probably not until you get into kind of a further discussion that they'll even bring up the topic. Because they find out that, oh, you meet on the ground of oneness in the church in Irving. And then they're like, oh, you meet. You and then they might have some discussion. So the question is this, and then the answer kind of summarizes the whole conference. It says, do you believe that you are the only true church? Do you believe that you're the only true church? Do you believe that you are the only true church? Better listen to the answer. We have never claimed that we, the believers meeting together as the local churches, are the only true church. But what we do claim is that we are a part of it.
Amen.
We are a part of it.
Amen.
As there is only one God, there is also only one genuine church, which includes all believers. Regardless of their conviction or practice regarding the church. According to the Lord's own speaking in Matthew 16, 18, I will build my church.
Amen.
It is clear that there is, in God's eyes, only one true church. This is the unique, universal church, which is composed of all those in every place and throughout all of time who have believed into the Lord Jesus Christ. Since the church is indivisible universally, its visible expression in time and space should likewise be absolutely, uncompromisingly one.
Amen.
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 I'll read it again. You got to get a strong amen on this one.
Amen.
Since the church is indivisible universally, its visible expression in time and space should likewise be absolutely, uncompromisingly one.
Amen.
In order to establish and maintain such a practical oneness among the many members of the body of Christ throughout the earth, God ordained that there would be only one church in each city, which collectively are the many local expressions of the one universal church. These local churches include all of the believers in their respective cities. Therefore, all the believers in their respective cities comprise the church in each city. According to the New Testament, these local churches are established solely on the inclusive ground of geography. Specifically, the entire city. Not on the exclusive ground of any doctrine, person, spiritual experience, concept, or form of church government. We therefore stand on the basis or ground of the city in which we live to meet together as the church.
Amen.
By meeting as the church in a city, we are endeavoring to maintain the oneness with all the believers in that city.
Amen.
neither excluding nor dividing ourselves from those who choose not to meet with us. In practice, meeting as the church in a city is also the most inclusive. Least exclusive possible. Let's see. Most meeting as a church in a city is also the most inclusive, least exclusive possible basis on which to meet. For by definition, the boundary of the church includes all Christians within a given city. Therefore, as a proper and genuine local church, we receive all believers in Christ, just as God has received them. Our meetings are open to all believers and are for all believers. And we gladly fellowship with others, whether or not they choose to meet with us in this way. Amen?
Amen.
What a revelation.
Amen.
And this revelation is according to God's nature, which is oneness, and it's based on the scriptures. We didn't invent this, right? And then it's awesome that there were so many men in history that saw it. And if you haven't gotten a chance, one of our times in the evening, we encourage the brothers, read the appendix with the history through the 1900s. All these men, same thing, their cry within. The revelation in the word is this, what are we doing, right? Anyway, don't lose your book. Don't lose your book. Spend some time in that. Okay, so we'll now have some time to go ahead and prophesy again. Come up, brothers on this side and sisters on this side. Exercise. Serving ones, you are included.
Amen.
Amen. And if you go too long, we'll yank you away from the mic. Amen. Okay, let's go ahead. Brothers, this side. We'll start with a brother and we'll go to sisters. Exercise your spirit and joy to release.
He's only two sisters. Look at all
the... First on the list.
This is what it is. Do I?
Huh?
Testing.
Amen. I enjoyed the five ups in message four.
Amen.
Ezra 1:5. Then the heads of the fathers, house of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites rose up, even everyone whose spirit God has stirred up, to go up to build the house of Jehovah, which is in Jerusalem.
Amen.
So God has stirred up our spirit.
Amen.
Once we are stirred, we are able to rise up.
Amen.
Once we rise up, we can go up.
Amen.
And when we go, we bring our rich enjoyment.
Amen.
This is the building of God's house.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We can be ones who build.
Amen.
I enjoyed that when we prophesy, we build up the church. We build up the saints.
Amen. Amen.
I enjoyed how we got liberated from Satan and received God's life or the divine inheritance when we were saved.
Yeah.
There are millions of people who need to be free from the world.
Yeah.
And we can free them from the world by speaking God's
Amen.
Word.
Amen. So I really enjoyed how we can be one as members.
Amen.
If we are living members, if we are functioning members, if we are coordinated members, and if we are organically joined as members.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that because sometimes I feel like I'm apart from the body. When we all are, like, always a part of the body.
I enjoyed the part when the brother was sharing that we should trust in the Lord with everything.
Amen.
And we won't have any regrets.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we need to be a bringing saint.
Amen.
Our laboring on the land will enable us to possess more of Christ.
Amen.
And supply all the believers for the ground of oneness.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for all can function and prophesy.
Amen.
I enjoy that since the beginning of time, Satan has been trying to divide God's chosen people.
Yeah.
He will even try to caused confusion in the church. Satan even used many ways to divide. For example, God used Martin Luther, Calvin, Wesley, and Smith to recover the truth. But Satan saw an opportunity and used those truths to cause division. He used Martin Luther's teachings to cause division. Calvin's teachings came Presbyterian churches. And all these churches were divided by an improper ground. But thank the Lord we are on the proper ground. The ground of oneness.
Amen. I really enjoyed the matter that to be in the body, we have to be a functioning member. So just like if we want to walk our with our physical body, if our leg doesn't coordinate with what our brain wants, the whole body isn't functioning. So like in the church, we have to be a functioning member.
Amen. Amen. I enjoyed that we need to have proper companions in the Lord. There's a saying that goes, show me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are. And the Bible also says, the companions of fools will be troubled. We can't have foolish companions. We must have companions that will pursue Christ and that we can be built up with.
Amen.
2 Timothy 2:22 says, but flee youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Amen.
Lord, we want to be with those who will pursue after you.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoyed how God put man in the garden and that the garden was God's chosen place for man. A garden is for growth in life, and God didn't put man in a school to learn about, learn about him or to be taught doctrine, or did he put him in a factory to work for him? He simply put man in a garden full of life.
Amen.
And there the Lord can plant and sow, and we can freely enjoy him. So, amen, Lord Jesus, thank you for placing us in a garden.
Amen.
I really was touched by how a lot of people confuse the church as a physical building.
Wow.
But it's the body of Christ.
Amen.
And we are part of that body.
Yeah.
And in that we corporately express and represent God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the body of Christ.
Amen.
And I enjoyed a message 7.2, God's concept of worship is to eat and rejoice. Deuteronomy 12:7 says, and there you shall eat before Jehovah your God. And you and your household shall rejoice in all your undertakings
Amen.
In which Jehovah your God has blessed you. So praise the Lord, we can eat and rejoice in him.
Amen.
In message 7, it talks about how we need to get fat, not physically, but spiritually with the riches of Christ.
Amen.
Psalms 36:8 says, they are saturated with the fatness of your house,
right.
And you cause them to drink of the rivers of your pleasures.
Wow.
When we experience these riches of Christ and bring our portion to the meetings, we will have a festal multitude.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the riches of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we can come together as believers and just enjoy our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Philippians 3:14 says, I pursue towards the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward.
Amen.
I enjoy that we all have a different and unique portion, and we all need to come to the meetings and share our special portion.
Amen.
I enjoyed from message 8, shepherding and serving the saints by being with their children. Because I'm going to be a junior this year, and for me, that's just, like, a lot of pressure. And like the brother said, there are eyes on you, but we need to remember that we just need to show care and be patterns of enjoyment.
Amen.
I enjoyed the matter of the basketball court, and I mean the basketball game, and how it's all about passing and receiving.
Yeah.
First of all, we need to share our own portion. Like, whenever we're in a basketball game, we can't just have our hands on our knees, or else when our teammates pass it to us, we're just going to lose the ball and give it to their team. Eventually, our teammates either going to stop passing to us or we're going to lose.
That's right.
But it's the same with the church. Nobody else can share our portion.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Well, amen.
I really enjoyed how idols aren't just statues. They're also things that come up in our heart and keep us from enjoying the Lord.
Yeah.
And so we need to guard ourselves from idols.
Amen.
And I enjoyed the history of how we're recovering and coming back to oneness.
Amen.
Now Satan tries to divide us,
yeah.
Like doing like different churches around, like out here in Richardson. There's only one church in Richardson.
Yeah, that's right.
And we can't let the enemy divide us and take us away.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoy that the Lord doesn't give up on us.
Amen.
From the very beginning of the Bible, we can see it says the Lord created in the heavens and the earth, and even from the very first verse, you can see how Satan tried to destroy what God created.
Yeah.
He, in darkness and emptiness, came upon the earth. But the Lord doesn't give up because he has something deep
and that's the church. And I just enjoy this weekend that how much more that can be our encouragement to have something deep in our heart, have a deep love for the Lord.
Amen.
And so Lord, cause us to love you more.
Amen.
I really enjoy that Satan hates oneness, because when we're in the ground of oneness, Satan's time is short.
Yeah.
Satan wants to divide us so much that he uses us to cause division. And most of the truths that we have uncovered, Satan uses them to divide us. And we need to stay in the ground of oneness.
Amen.
Everything the Lord does and is before the church.
Amen.
In the church, we have his person and his smile.
Amen.
So I appreciate that it's a battle, but we want his presence.
Amen.
He is in the dwelling place of God, has God in it.
Amen.
So we want to be those who love the Lord and love the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I enjoyed how the church is on the genuine ground of oneness.
Amen.
Many things in the world today seem either fake or ingenuine, but praise the Lord, our church is the real thing.
Amen.
And our Lord isn't some unworldly being that we should all bow down and cower in fear. He is one to be enjoyed.
Amen.
And we can go to him, we can pray to him, we can tell him our problems, we can tell him what we enjoyed.
Amen.
And if we do have problems, we need to bring it to the church and fellowship, because fellowship solves all of our problems.
Amen.
I enjoyed seeing mountains of Zion. They represent, or they typify, the local churches, which are the visible and practical expression of the universal body.
Amen.
So I just was touched, number one, that this on the there on the mountains of Zion is where we enjoy the dew, where we are refreshed by the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoy that us high schoolers can serve the body by shepherding the young ones.
Right.
If we take care of them, they will take care of us. And we can serve the body by praying unceasingly, petitioning specifically, and singing unashamedly.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoy the point of oneness. And one way to be in the oneness is to fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy fellowshipping with a certain sister in my locality. Like one of the brothers said, you know, you can pester them. I pester this sister all the time. And I really enjoyed that we can fellowship, you know, in like a human realm. Like I go to her with just about anything, and maybe she doesn't know what to say, but she'll just say, let's pray. And maybe that thing doesn't go away, but praying about it just helps me, you know. Instead of keeping it to myself, I can share it with her.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I enjoyed that every member in the body has a function and a portion. And if someone doesn't come to the meeting, no one can share their portion for them.
Right.
So even if like people, like 20 people share the same thing, each person's portion is still needed.
Yeah.
In Genesis, we see that Eve, she was placed in a garden, but she was filled with doubt from Satan.
Oh, wow.
And she ate of the wrong tree, but God didn't give up on man.
Amen.
Even when Eve lost access to the tree of life, God created man with a purpose.
Amen.
In Revelation, we see that if we wash our robes, we get access to the tree of life.
Amen.
What I really liked how we should all have a better attitude towards each other, despite the differences, despite what we may think of others.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We're all one in God.
Amen.
Amen. So in my locality, it's really small. And so a lot of the high schoolers, there's only like three people that go to the meetings in the school. So I really enjoyed seeing all of the sisters here. And I just really enjoyed, like, how it was just, I got to see all of my companions.
Amen.
I enjoyed the special fellowship that we got Friday night. Here's some points that I really liked. Companions is key. Companionship with older saints is needed. We need to pour out onto other students. And we can find someone that we need to take care of.
Amen.
And then this verse was really refreshing. It was Philippians 4:9. The things which you have also learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed that to have the ground of the church, we have to have oneness. And oneness comes from love.
Amen.
And I appreciated, you know, sometimes you may not have a
a feeling for a certain member. Maybe you don't like them, or maybe you just don't have feeling for them. But anyway, this summer, there was a lot of people that I didn't know, and we had a truth school. And the Lord provided so many opportunities to open through fellowship and to be shepherded by those I had no feeling for previously. And now the Lord has put me on their hearts and put them on my heart. Anyway, I just appreciated that the Lord is faithful.
Amen.
To carry out the oneness through love in his body.
Amen.
Satan hates the church. He trembles at the church. He doesn't want us to be together.
Yeah.
So he uses division. So like in the world, there are a lot of things that separate us, like politics, race, religion, and all that stuff. But like in the church, that shouldn't happen, right? But it still does.
Amen.
He turns harmless and good things into evil.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, my grandma, she speaks Spanish, and a lot of people, like, are surprised. And it's kind of annoying because I have to explain to them where my grandma's from and where my dad's from. I probably had to do that for, you know, like, the rest of my life. But I would have to go to the Spanish-speaking downstairs, and sometimes I feel out of place because I kind of understand Spanish, but not really. And so I feel out of place. But when my grandma's in an English-speaking meeting, it's like, she doesn't feel out of place, so why should I? Like everyone, sometimes the Chinese people would declare a verse in Chinese, the Spanish and the English people would do that the same, and everyone just says amen anyways.
Amen.
Yeah.
I really like message 6. When people ask us what church we're at, some of us give no answer or a complicated answer, but we can say we're at the Church of Christ. We are people who meet together because we believe and love in our Lord.
All right, so I really enjoyed this on fellowship. 1 Corinthians 12:16 says, and whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or when one member is glorified, all members rejoice with it. We don't want any members to suffer, saints. So we need a fellowship to solve problems.
Amen.
I had a real life experience with this. I was out of town for about a week, and I came home with about 4 or 5 hours, and I just wanted to stay home and rest. And if you've been in Odessa, it's an all-day truth school, so you get really worn out and tired. And I just didn't feel like coming, and I came. And then the first day, I wanted to go home. That's all I wanted to do. Then I fellowshiped with a brother, and all I wanted to do is stay. And I don't want this place to end. It is so good.
Amen.
So fellowship with the saints.
Amen.
I was so encouraged to see that we need to have body-centered goals in every stage of life.
Amen.
Senior year is coming up for me, and there's lots of decisions to make, like what to major, where to go to college applications. But my Lord, my prayer is that, Lord, I give you my senior year.
Amen.
Lord, I trust you with all my decisions.
Amen.
Lord, may my decisions be centered on you.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I really enjoyed how Ezra was a pattern in the Old Testament. During the time, nobody knew the Bible. All the Israelites, they were dead in their sins. And Ezra knew the Lord, or knew the Bible and loved the Lord. Anyways, we need to be those in the New Testament times to love the Lord and know the Lord now. Amen.
That way we can be a pattern to others.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just feel so privileged to be here. We got to know what's really on our God's heart.
Yes.
Even in the Lord's last prayer, he prayed for the oneness.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, keep me in your house all my days.
Amen.
Yes, I also was so happy to be here this weekend.
Amen.
That this is what the Lord is doing today.
Amen.
We are so privileged to know the ground of oneness.
Amen.
But this ground is not just us in the Lord's recovery, but it's all the believers, right?
Amen.
So we need to have a certain attitude. We accept all the believers, right? And this is because we are on this ground.
Amen.
We want to keep this ground. But how can we do this? We need to be those who eat Jesus.
Amen.
We need to be those eating the Lord every day.
Amen.
So we have the word, and we have the ministry.
Amen.
We need to practice these things.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Lord, I give all my decisions to you.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the point of having body-centered goals in each stage of your life. And recently, my parents and I have been talking about my future, even though I don't have to apply for college until like a year later, 2 years later. But they've been talking to me about it, and it's kind of frightening, but they've been telling me that I just need to be with the saints.
Amen.
I just need to find somewhere that I can enjoy the Lord with.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoyed this verse, Romans 15:7. Therefore, receive one another as Christ also received you to the glory of God. Amen. So if a believer, of a denomination comes up to you, starts talking to you, you're not going to be like, why are you talking to me? You're going to receive him because he's a member of the church.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the ground of the church.
Amen.
Amen, saints. I am from a locality in Houston, but I actually live in the Middle East. So primary religion is Islam, so there's not that many believers there, but there is still a church there. And there is still an amount of life flowing within these saints. And I enjoyed in message 5 that the place doesn't have to be perfect for there to be a church. So praise the Lord for the oneness.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed the point of shepherding the younger ones or newer ones.
Amen.
John 21:16, he said to them a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, shepherd my sheep.
Amen.
Amen. We need to take care of the younger ones.
Amen.
Amen. I've experienced this, saints. There was a brother when I was in Pittsburgh. Well, we live in Pittsburgh still. But he used to drive down 5 hours from Houston just to shepherd me because I didn't have an older brother to be there with me. And this brother cared for me.
Amen.
It was so dear for me, and it really helped me grow in life.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I actually enjoyed from the special fellowship on Friday that one point it said something that we should surround ourselves with good company. And I realized that at school some of my company was not so good. But this is like really exposing, but it's really enjoying as well, because now I know what kind of friends I should get. And I also enjoyed a point that said we need to let the Lord in every decision.
Amen.
And I don't do that very much, but it's kind of that was also exposing. But now I just need to let the Lord in every decision.
Amen.
Lord, I let you in every decision.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed the point on prophesying. 1 Corinthians 14:31. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged.
Amen.
It doesn't just say a few, one or two. It says all.
Amen.
Lord, cause us to be ones that prophesy.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the point in message 8 about singing and praising to the Lord unashamedly, which reminds me of a paper in the middle school conferences called 7 Minutes Alone with the Lord. And one of the prayers that was just so sweet and just really stuck to me was about praying for the Lord to remove us from all self-consciousness,
wow,
so that we might be able to preach the gospel to others.
Amen.
This goes back to a point in message 8 about sharing your enjoyment of Christ and the church life with those around you.
Amen.
All we see every day in the world is just empty enjoyment. It's all a facade. But when we have a genuine enjoyment of the Lord, people can see it, and it is just so attractive.
Amen.
The Bible says, for you are the light of the world.
Amen.
Lord, may we just enjoy and express you unashamedly.
Amen.
I appreciate that a good way to enjoy Christ is by giving our portion.
Yeah.
This not only nourishes us, but it feeds the meeting and increases enjoyment in the meeting.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that each one of us has our own portion.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 4:3-6, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we get the oneness. And thank you that we can be one with the saints through you.
Amen.
Man, I really enjoyed the significance of Satan's fighting against the church. You know, he knows that the church is what will eventually bring him down.
Yeah.
Every time the Lord uncovers some truth through someone, either Martin Luther or the Wesley brothers, Satan used them to create division, disrupting the unity of God's church. So we need to be wary that our ground is not anything but the ground of oneness. When we are on the ground of oneness, we will both experience the riches of the universal church, and we will express God as the local church.
Amen.
I enjoy that one of the ways to practice the church life is to shepherd those younger or presently weaker than you in the Lord. And it doesn't mean that somebody who's, like, it could be somebody who is not meeting with us, you know. And then one of the examples you can do is to, like when your friends in your class ask you, like, what do you do in summer? And you can say, oh, I went to the high school conference. And it talks about the ground of the church.
Amen.
Amen.
I really enjoyed Genesis 1:26, where God said to make man in our image.
Yes.
And
said, "Give us dominion," is what really struck me. He didn't say, "Go out there and fend for yourselves." He said, "Let them have dominion over the fish in the sea and the birds of the heavens." And even through the fall and all these years, we are still in dominion. Because God is true.
Amen.
He's always true.
Amen.
We will never lose sight of that truth.
Amen.
I enjoyed that we can meet all as one we can meet as the church in our locality, but then we really are just one church, the body of Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We can shepherd others around us.
Yeah.
First, I just want to say how enjoyable the Lord is.
Amen.
So why wouldn't you share it to the others around you?
Yeah.
There is only two processes that you have to follow. One, just show them that you care about them. Two, be patterns of enjoyment.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, how easy is this? Amen. You can just shepherd others. Amen. So I have a personal testimony about this. Last year, I was a freshman in high school. I would sit with my friend during lunch period. Sometimes they would say something dark or something bad, and I would just keep quiet and keep moving. But after this message, I can feel that I don't have to keep quiet.
Amen.
I can preach the gospel to them.
Amen.
Amen. Because the Lord is so real and so enjoyable.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was really touched by the verse Romans 12:5. So we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members one of another.
Amen.
As someone who is naturally shy, I really struggle with opening up and seeing myself as part of the body. When I go to the meetings, it's my habit to look at the other saints and think to myself, oh, I don't know them, so I'm like not related to them at all. But 1 Corinthians 12:25-26 tells us that there is no division in the body. If one member suffers, we all suffer. If one member is glorified, we all rejoice. As part of the church, I need to be a functioning member in order to keep the ground of oneness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I enjoyed what we could learn from Paul. In message 6, Brother Hans Michael, he gave a testimony. Thank you for being so close. He gave a testimony of experience that Paul went through. And it was that it was a time when he was in chains, where he was in a courtroom in front of a judge. And you know what he did? He was preaching the gospel.
Amen.
He was asking the judge to be a God follower.
Amen.
Probably the worst time he could ask, someone to be a God follower. But he did it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He teaches us that there's no wrong place to preach the gospel, to be open and have the proper attitude.
Amen.
Amen.
I was impressed with the oneness. I knew God was one, but I didn't realize that his nature was oneness,
yeah,
and that his very essence is oneness.
Right.
And so Jesus's one of his last prayers was praying for the oneness. And now he's in us.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So he's our person. So there's this oneness in us. But the oneness is of the Spirit. But then there's a practical way for us to show the oneness, because others can't see the spiritual oneness, but the practical way is the church.
Amen.
So we have to be in the church life. So the brother asked, how sweet is the church when you say the church in your locality? And I was like, oh, wow. So if it's not sweet to us, then we need to go to the Lord to deal with our conscience. Once our conscience is cleared, we'll have that sweet oneness.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that when we go to the meetings, we have to share and bring our portion.
Amen.
And each
Amen.
Portion is unique to that person.
Amen.
No one else can share someone else's enjoyment.
Yeah.
That means we have to come to the meeting and share our enjoyment.
Amen.
I love the glorious church life.
Amen.
I really appreciated the recovery and coming out of Babylon. My kids were raised in the church life, but I was raised in captivity in Babylon. But I really enjoyed the portion to bring up the vessels
Amen.
Of gold and silver.
Amen.
And I remember when the Lord had mercy on me and turned my heart, and I had so much enjoyment of him, so many experiences of him, and I would fill notebooks. And I thought, what do you do with this? I'm a girl. I'm not supposed to be a pastor or a preacher. I didn't know what it was for. And when I came into the church life, I realized this is what it's for.
Amen.
It's for the
the building up of his body.
Amen.
Enjoy the Lord. Experience him.
Amen.
Bring all that's been produced from your allotted portion to the meeting.
Amen.
Bring them for the building.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We each have a portion.
Amen.
This portion is unique to us.
Amen.
And I appreciate seeing God's view of worship.
Yeah.
All right? So God's view is first, there shall you go.
Amen.
We shall go.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We know where to go.
Amen.
All right? When we go, we need to bring.
Amen.
We need to eat.
Amen.
We need to be joyful.
Amen.
And we should not come empty-handed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed the point of having body-centered goals in each stage of our life. I'm going to be a senior, and recently I've been getting a lot of questions about where I'm going for college and plans for my future. And it gets a bit overwhelming, and I get anxious, but I just realize that I just have to give it to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I give you every decision.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I want to give my future to you.
Amen.
I appreciated 1 Kings 6:20, where it talks about the interior of the sanctuary and the cedar altar, and where it was overlaid with gold, and how Solomon put up so much oxen and sheep. And this really shows how precious and plentiful Christ's riches are on the ground of oneness.
Amen.
We shouldn't be passive because we have the wonderful riches in front of us.
Amen.
We should take in these riches and flow out with them
Amen.
To build the church.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your riches on the ground of oneness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Psalms, I really enjoyed Psalms 133, 1 through 3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity. It is like the fine oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, upon Aaron's beard, that ran down upon the hem of his garments,
yeah,
like the dew of Hermon that came down upon the mountains of Zion.
Yeah.
For there Jehovah commanded the blessing, life forever.
Amen.
Just how good and how pleasant it is for us to dwell in unity.
Amen.
How good is it? It's like the fine oil that ran down on Aaron's beard. And it shows us the person. And this person is the process trying God
Amen.
As the all-inclusive compound spirit that is being painted onto us.
Amen.
And how pleasant it is. It is incalculably pleasant.
Amen.
It is like the refreshing dew.
Amen.
A few weeks ago, I was in California, and in the morning, I went jogging, and there's dew just on the grass and like on the houses, and you get that crispness in the air. That is how refreshing it is
Amen.
And how pleasant it is. And this this pleasantness is, you see this pleasantness descending on the mountains of Zion. And this signifies the grace of life. And this is a trying God as a life supply.
Amen.
And when you're in the oneness, you can feel the Lord's blessing. Amen. Because out from whom all the body being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part
Amen.
Causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
Amen.
I really appreciated the picture of Ezra. The children of Israel had finally come back to the proper ground. But the problem was they were constituted Babylonian. So the Lord had to raise up some, and I specifically appreciated Ezra because he was a priestly scribe.
Amen.
He was one who knew the word of God,
Amen.
And he brought others to know the word of God.
Amen.
He was one who spent time with the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate it today, since we're on the proper ground, we need to be those who know the word of God.
Amen.
We need to be those who bring others to know the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I enjoyed the church life, and we can learn to be living, functioning, coordinating, and organic members, and that there would be no division in the body, and we would have oneness in the church.
I enjoyed that everyone has their own special and unique portion. If you don't come to the meeting, no one can share your enjoyment for you. Everyone come and share your portion.
Sister's message that we should redeem our time in our church life.
Amen.
Not later, but now.
Amen.
In college, I'm a senior, so I'm going to college next year, and I never really knew how I was going to pursue the Lord or where was I going to go. But after this message, I know that I should trust the Lord and have no regrets because I know
Amen.
He'll have me everywhere.
Amen.
I so much enjoyed the ground of oneness.
Amen.
I really appreciate the aspect of the church life being a feast. When the church meets, it is one huge meal.
Amen.
And at this meal, we all had the responsibility to bring something for the saints to eat.
Amen.
We were all given a portion of the good land from the Lord.
Amen.
We need to be invested in this land and make sure we bring our portion to the saints.
Amen.
This way the members of the body can enjoy Christ and the church can be built up on the ground of oneness.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the ground of oneness.
Amen.
We enjoyed Proverbs 13:20.
He who walks with wise men will be wise,
Amen.
But the companions of fools will be troubled.
Lord, surround us with wise companions.
Amen.
I was really touched by the whole conference, but the point that really touched me the most was the special fellowship on Friday night when different brothers came up and shared their testimonies with us. What I really enjoyed when one of the brothers was talking about having a companion, and that we need to find someone to pray and read the Bible with.
Yeah.
For example, the brother said that he read with us with someone for 6 years, at least three times a week. And I was just like, wow, I need to read more with the brothers.
Amen.
The saints, we need to have companions to read with the brothers.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for companions.
Amen.
I just really appreciated how we not only need to be stirred up, but we need
Amen.
To rise up and
Amen.
We need to go up.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I just want to be part of that 2% to build up your kingdom.
Amen.
Hey, man, this is my first time coming to a YP conference, and it was really awesome. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed specifically this verse, Genesis 2:15, which says, "And Jehovah God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden." For what? To work it and to keep it.
Amen.
Work
it means to work the ground and allow the life of God to grow in our hearts.
Amen.
And to keep it is to guard it from God's enemy.
Amen.
Oh Lord, that we may give ourselves to allow God to grow in us, right? We wouldn't allow anything to get in the way of the Lord growing in us.
Amen.
So, Lord, we want to guard the church life,
Amen.
Right? Let's not leave the church life, saints.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoy that the real way to worship God is to eat and rejoice.
Amen.
You know, in some religions, they have these weird rituals. We have to sit for hours, and that's apparently what their God wants. But what God really wants is for us to eat and rejoice.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, it's so simple.
Amen.
What I enjoyed is that other religions, they would claim that, you know, Christ is their foundation, but they never talk about their ground. Like, Roman Catholics, their ground is Rome, and so on and so forth. But our ground is also Christ, who
Amen.
Is the oneness.
Amen.
Amen. I've really enjoyed praying recently, Lord, give me your view, your heart, and your attitude. And in our reading, we found out that everything that Christ is for the church, and Christ even gave himself up for the church.
Amen.
And so that needs to be our heart. And so so Christ views the church as glorious, and so our view should be that the church is glorious.
Amen.
And we shouldn't see further than the Lord does. We shouldn't see all the problems because the Lord doesn't see those. We shouldn't say, I wish I was in this locality or that locality, because in a sense, that's division. And so the best locality is the one that the Lord has placed us in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord gave us a spiritual land.
Amen.
And each one of us has that unique land.
Amen.
No one can take your land.
Amen.
I can't speak for Brother Isaiah or Brother Nick. I can only speak for myself.
Amen.
You know, and Satan is always constantly wanting to take that away from us.
Yeah.
You know, even like when you're standing in line and you're looking through your points and you don't know what you want to speak about. You feel like you want to sit down, you know? But praise the Lord, I'm up here.
Amen.
I compare it a little bit to the love feast. You know, when you're going to like a dinner or something, you're supposed to bring a plate. Yeah, it's nice to cook it, but it's nice to enjoy other people's cooking, you know?
Yeah.
I want to enjoy your cooking, saints.
Amen.
Amen. I'm very thankful that we got to be here. And I really enjoyed that the brothers said we're different. Because we were chosen. We were chosen by God to be here. And yes, we question it, but he put us here for a reason, and it's to build up his church.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the realization that Satan will do anything
mm-hmm.
to divide us.
Yeah.
And one of the brothers was speaking about the different churches, and I was just like, there's only one church.
Yeah.
And we are in that church. And all the believers are in that church, but Satan is trying to divide us so much. So, Lord, bind the devil.
Amen.
Lord, bind the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah for John 17.
Amen.
That they all may be one, even as you, Father,
Amen.
Are in me, and I'm in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me.
Amen.
Saints, the oneness is what is going to bring the Lord back.
Amen.
Oneness is going to build a church.
Amen.
And oneness is going to destroy and send the enemy to the lake of fire.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Satan hates the body.
Yeah.
And Satan hates oneness.
Yeah.
And since the beginning of time, he's been trying to make man completely fall.
Yeah.
But God will not give up.
Yeah.
And here we are in the body and in oneness.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, sometimes we're sitting in our seat and we know we need to share. And then we don't get up. And this chair just gets stickier. We need to tell the enemy to go away. Lord, oh, maybe rise up. Also, just appreciated that it is here on the ground of oneness where the Lord can pour out his blessing.
Amen.
I really found the matter of division, like, very interesting because, you know, throughout history, we've had, like, discovered so many new truths. And, you know, take, for example, Martin Luther, right? He discovered that you don't actually have to pay money in order to be saved. But as amazing as it sounds, Satan will do anything in his power to separate us. So then you have, like, the Lutheran church, which is, you know, a separation from the divine church. We need to deny division and
Amen.
Just keep that unity.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Can we call on the name of the Lord three times? Saints, I really enjoyed this part that says we have to engage in fellowship to get rid of our independence.
Yeah.
Lord, deliver us from our independence.
Amen.
We want to be one with you, Lord.
Amen.
One with you and one with the church.
Amen.
I really enjoyed Psalms 133:1. It says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brothers to dwell in unity. Praise the Lord that we can dwell in unity with the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I enjoyed this one portion about the brother while he was speaking. He was talking about four churches, about they're going together. So I just thought, like, a little image about us all going together at, like, as a conference.
Amen.
So hallelujah, praise the Lord for this conference.
Amen.
So what I was really touched by is that one brother gave a message. I don't remember who it was or what message it was, but he said all the believers, no matter what denomination they're in, no matter if they were a believer but they're not anymore, they're still our brothers.
Amen.
They're still our sisters. And I was really touched by that because when I think of someone in a denomination, I'm like, oh, it's those people. They're not my brothers. They're just fake people. But really, if they're saved, they're actually our brothers.
Amen.
I just really was touched by this because I never saw that before. Lord, thank you for all our brothers and our sisters.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So yesterday in Message 7, the brother gave an example of basketball. And so basketball is a game of passing and receiving the basketball. So this guy here, his name is Judah, if you guys don't know. Me and him play on the same basketball team. So imagine me and Judah were playing a basketball game, and every time Judah kept on trying to pass it to me, my hands were in my pocket. So what would happen? The ball would just hit off me, and the other team would steal it. And so only two things would happen out of this. Either one, we lose the basketball game, or two, Judah stops passing the ball to me. And so in the same way with the meetings, if there's only one person speaking, the meetings are very dead. And so we need to be those that are always willing to speak and pass the ball to each other.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the point talking about our ambition and our aspiration. So
yeah.
I actually kind of want to be a dentist. I don't know if that makes sense. And I just kind of came up with that, like, recently. And I really think it's a good thing for the Lord because I have more time and I can also work and be with the young people. But I need to make sure that's not an ambition, but that is an aspiration.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I give this to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I want to be for the ground in the church.
Amen.
I really enjoy Deuteronomy 12:5-8. But to the place which Jehovah your God will choose out of all your tribes to put his name, to his habitation shall you seek. And there shall you go.
Amen.
And then verse 8, you shall not do according to all that we do here today, each man doing all that is right in his own eyes.
Yeah.
So I appreciated that we have no choice.
Yeah.
God has chosen the ground of oneness for where we should meet.
Amen.
So I have no ground, no choice to meet some other way. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's God's choice.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are part of the church.
but we're not the only ones in the church. We don't want to have people think that we are better than others. Everyone, even those who are, everyone who believes in the Lord
Amen.
And is saved
Amen.
Is a part of the church, even though they think bad of the church or are in denominations. Amen.
I really enjoyed two questions brought up in message four. The first one being, where are you?
Amen.
And second one being, if you know where you are, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So we have to wake up. We were born into a gold mine,
yeah.
And there's just gold everywhere.
Yeah.
And we weren't born into a dumpster.
Right.
Like we have to realize we are the luckiest people in the world.
Amen.
And if you're a church kid, then you just have to say thank you, Lord, for my parents.
Amen.
Like, I thank you, Lord, I've been brought here.
Yeah.
Like, saints, we have like all the riches,
Amen.
And it took the Lord so many recoveries of the truth to bring us to this point.
Amen.
And this is it. This is it. So, and the Lord only needs a remnant of people who will cooperate with Him.
Amen.
And the way we cooperate is by just enjoying Him,
Amen.
And by just laboring on this good land.
Amen.
I appreciate a brother last night. He said figuratively, our Lord is so fat. So, like, our Lord is so abundant.
Amen.
And we have the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
And, like, when we bring our Christ to meeting, it's not Chick-fil-A. We can't just show up in the drive-through and just get whatever we want instantaneously. But we have to labor on this Christ.
Amen.
And the best portions are the ones who are labored on.
Amen.
And we have a portion that is distinct from everyone else's. And if we don't go to a meeting, the meeting is forever lessened because of our absence.
Amen.
So may we just not take this conference as doctrine, but
Amen.
Go back and really practice these things.
Amen.
And we go back and really enjoy all the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Amen.
And enjoy the prayer that says, Lord, bring me into its reality.
Amen.
Amen.
I enjoyed Acts 26:17b. From the Gentiles to whom I send you, to open their eyes,
Amen.
To turn them from darkness to light,
Amen.
And from the authority of Satan to God,
Amen.
That they may receive forgiveness of sins
Amen.
And inheritance from among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.
Amen.
Wow, I just enjoyed that the Jubilee, it can open our eyes
Amen.
So that we can see God's light,
Amen.
And that it liberates us and returns all our possessions,
Amen.
And also gives us this divine inheritance,
Amen.
Which is the triune God himself,
Amen.
With all he has, all he has done,
Amen.
And all he will do
Amen.
For his redeemed people.
Amen.
So I really enjoyed that the oneness of the Spirit is the Spirit himself.
Amen.
But if we act apart from the Spirit, we are divisive and lose this oneness. So if we stay in the life-giving Spirit, we can keep the oneness of the Spirit.
Amen.
We have each been given our very own portion of the good land.
Amen.
And this is not a bad land, this is not a poor land, but it's a good land full of the riches of Christ.
Amen.
So every week we have an opportunity to labor on this land.
Amen.
And we labor on this land by enjoying this land,
Amen.
By eating this Christ on this land.
Amen.
And all that enjoyment from that week, we can take it to the Lord's Day meeting, and we can share the riches with all the believers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that the ground of the church is the ground of oneness. So, like, when you're driving down the street, you see so many so-called churches, but these are all divisions, and they're caused by Satan. But God wants us to be in the ground of oneness. Oh, Lord, cause us to be in the ground of oneness.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I enjoyed that there's one God and there's one body.
Amen.
So we were playing basketball yesterday, and I absolutely nailed this brother in the head. Like, it hit him, like, straight in the face. But afterwards, I went to apologize, and he was like, it's all good. Like, don't worry about it. So I was just thinking that if this happened, like, in real life, the person would probably get really mad and, like, maybe even a fight. But I just enjoy that because we were in brotherly love and we were in one body,
Amen.
standing on the ground of oneness, we were not divisive.
I really enjoyed how, like, crafty and subtle Satan is to try to divide the church.
Wow.
And in the sense that, like, he's not trying to physically attack us, but he's trying to divide the church.
Yeah.
So we need to stay together,
Amen.
And we need to stay on the ground of oneness.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this verse, Psalms 84:11-12. For Jehovah God is a sun and a shield.
Yeah.
Jehovah gives grace and glory. He does not withhold anything good from those who walk uprightly.
Amen.
O Jehovah of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
Amen.
God is the shield. He'll protect us from everything unrighteous.
Amen.
And if we walk uprightly and trust in him, he'll supply all we need.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I enjoyed this word, jubilee. Oh, Lord, we're in this jubilee,
Amen.
This age of grace, right? And it's not just 1 year. It's from now until the New Jerusalem, right?
Amen.
We have this rich inheritance, and we're seeing it here outpoured. And this is what the Lord is after. He is the reality of the oneness of the ground of the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I really enjoyed the in message 5, the local and universal aspects of the church. So in the same way, local aspect is a practical expression of God on the earth.
Wow.
So it's not really that practical for us to drive 2 hours every week to meet with the saints. So that's why God arranged in the New Testament for us to meet according to city.
Yeah.
So all these churches together make up the one universal church. So I have an example. Say right now in Richardson, I'm looking at the moon. A brother in Seoul, South Korea also sees the moon.
Right.
We're seeing the same thing, but it's we're in two different places.
Right.
This is the same way as the local churches in the universal one church.
Yeah.
So, oh Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Lord, thank you that we can all be one church.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, thank you that we are one universal church.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Saints, we cannot come to the meetings empty-handed. The Old Testament picture for this is that when the Israelites would come to sacrifice to God, they, one, had to be joyful, and two, they had to bring.
Yeah.
It could not be empty-handed.
Yeah.
And their land was fruitful, and it was good. They had no excuse not to have produce.
Yeah.
And in the same way, our spirit can just be so rich.
Amen.
We have to be full in spirit, and we must have a will to share.
Amen.
Oh Lord, I like learning about the local and the universal aspects of the church. So the universal aspect is every single believer that ever lived, and the local is like the localities in the cities. So like Melchizedek said, it's not practical to drive 2 hours every Sunday to meet with the saints. So we have the localities. But despite this, there's still one expression of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the one expression of Christ.
Amen.
I enjoy that whenever someone is speaking, we should say amen.
Amen.
And like during prayer meetings, whenever there is silence, instead of thinking, who's next? We should think, my turn.
Yeah.
Amen. I enjoyed yesterday that you can't automatically dislike someone, and you haven't met them. You have to meet them, and I don't know, but like, I don't know why you're going to dislike them, but you can't ask, the brother asked someone else to tell him what he was going to share because he didn't want to hear him talk. And I just enjoyed that.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that the enemy was utterly exposed this weekend.
Amen.
He hates the oneness among the believers.
Amen.
But praise the Lord, we are on the proper ground,
Amen.
The ground of oneness.
Amen.
And also we have a proper ground to practice the proper church life.
Amen.
And I believe that this church life will bring the Lord back.
Amen.
Just as Ezra's days, you know, remnant of people came back to Jerusalem to build a temple, and then 400 years later, Christ came back.
Amen.
But praise the Lord, we are building the body, the reality of a body, and then the Lord will come back again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the proper ground of church life.
Amen.
Although we enjoy the prophesying meeting in this one church,
Amen.
We have to share what we have learned from the Word. If we don't, we won't feed our brothers and sisters. So we need to share our portion to receive the same joy they feel. Hallelujah for sharing our portion.
I really enjoyed a point on enjoying Christ on the ground of oneness.
Yeah.
You know, all over the world, people worship the Lord out of fear, and they just they're all sad. They go to a dark cathedral, kissing the floor, and you know, like expect a big lightning bolt to zap them any minute. Mm-hmm. But God commanded in Deuteronomy 12. You shall eat before Jehovah your God,
amen.
And you and your household shall rejoice.
Amen.
God commanded a feast with rejoicing and eating all the riches of Christ.
Amen.
We do this by bringing a portion and sharing it with others to enjoy together.
Amen.
Lord, keep us feasting and rejoicing.
Amen.
Don't let it end.
Amen.
I enjoyed message 2, based on oneness. In God's creation, there is only one universe and one man.
Yeah.
Satan's goal is to divide the church, but we must maintain oneness. We can't let any problems divide us.
Amen.
We are on the same team, the body of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for oneness.
Amen.
And I really enjoy 1 Corinthians 12:12, which says, for even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body being many are one body. So us is the Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we have the one body.
Amen.
And we have the one Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this weekend conference.
Amen.
That's where we are. We enjoy the ground of oneness.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, saturate us, permeate us, and penetrate us.
Amen.
So you can stir up our spirit.
Amen.
And we can go up, rise up, bring up and build up.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, let's prophesy, bring our portion.
Amen.
So Jesus is the way.
Amen.
I enjoyed Acts 15:36 and how it says that we need to go and visit the brothers. Before I came to this conference, I had the choice whether to come here or to get ready for school. And I immediately thought, I have to come and see the brothers.
Praise the Lord! Yeah. Praise the Lord!
Yeah.
Wasn't this just an awesome weekend?
Yeah.
This was such an awesome conference.
Amen.
I think I might have gotten more than anyone in my locality from this conference this weekend. But you know, growing up, coming to these conferences, this was actually the hardest time for me, was thinking about going back to my locality. Going back home, it was, I don't know if y'all have, maybe some of y'all have that same feeling, but it was tough. And I just wanted to share a little bit, just real briefly, just, you know, each one of us has a portion. And brothers and sisters, we cannot despise our portion.
Amen.
And to bring something to the meetings like this brother Ryan shared, next week we have to go and labor on our land.
Amen.
You know, I can't labor on Hans Michael Ruda's land.
Right.
He can't labor on my land.
Right.
And you know, what does that mean practically? Well, I have my own life. I have a wife. I have a job. You know, I don't go to your school. Joshua, I don't go to your school. You know, none of it. We don't. We all have different lives is what I'm saying.
Right.
We all, and it's all been arranged by God.
Amen.
It is all God's sovereign arrangement that we would have our families, that we would have our brothers and sisters, that we would have our companions.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we cannot despise this.
Amen.
We can't wish that we had someone else's portion. Oh, if only I had, if only I went to that school. You know, when I was growing up, all the brothers that went to MacArthur, I was the only kid at Irving High. But praise the Lord, praise the Lord, I was there. And
Amen.
I was a testimony, and the Lord put me there.
Amen.
And I got, hopefully, to be a light to somebody.
Amen.
In that school, but
Amen.
That was God's arrangement
Amen.
For me.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, how do we practice these things?
Amen.
We practice things these things by going home and laboring on the land,
Amen.
By enjoying day by day,
Amen.
By all the things that we learned about this weekend, and go next weekend and bring your portion.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Go next week and bring your portion.
Amen.
Just enjoy seeing this weekend where we are
Amen.
And where we are and what we need to do. We covered the history that, you know, Satan's, this is really on God's heart. You know, this is why there's a battle. This is why, you know, I feel like just we touched the Lord's heart this weekend. That we would need to be on the ground of the church and we need to labor on this land.
Amen.
We saw with Solomon when he built the temple, There was so many riches, right? Yeah. There was his house was covered with gold. Amen. He received like 666 talents of gold every year. No, this is just a type, but today we are in the reality. Right? We are now being, we're not in Solomon's time anymore. Right? Even after that, the temple degraded, and it was lost. It was recovered again. It was lost again. But eventually, you know, today we are in the final ages. Right? We are on the ground of the church, and each one of us has a portion of land that we need to labor on. We need to work on Christ day by day in whatever situation we're in, so that the church can be built up and the Lord can return.
Amen.